March 20th, 1995. I boarded the Chiyoda line like they told me. Bag at my feet, weapon in hand, countdown ticking inside my chest. And when the clock struck 8:01, I punctured the pouch. No explosions. No fire. Just gas, silent, invisible, and deadly. I stepped off that train as dozens collapsed behind me. And Tokyo kept moving. But I didn't. Because I had become something else. Not a believer. Not even a monster. Just the ghost of the girl I used to be. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us and tap the notification bell. We drop new content every day. Stay tuned so you never miss a story.
Chapter 6. The Day the Air Turned to Ghosts. There are days when memory becomes mist. Where the past doesn't replay, it haunts. Where sounds echo even when the world is silent. That day was one of those days. It was March 20th, 1995. The day we were told Tokyo would be reborn. And I was on the train. Again. But this time there was no dry run. No rehearsals. This time, the bags were real. I had memorized the instructions. Board the Chiyoda line at Shinachinamizu. Carry the sealed pouch. Sit near the center. Puncture at 8:01 a.m. sharp. Do not flinch. Do not speak. Leave the train at Kasumigaseki. Discard the umbrella in the trash bin. Walk away. They made it sound so simple. Mechanical. But nothing about what I was about to do felt human. Still, I followed. Because Daisuke was still alive, barely. And they promised I could see him after the mission. Because my chain had grown so tight, I couldn't remember the shape of my own throat. Because after a while, belief stops being a choice. It becomes oxygen. The subway car smelled like detergent and bodies and neon dust. People packed in shoulder to shoulder, their faces dull with morning routine. No one noticed the small plastic bag at my feet. No one noticed the trembling in my hands. No one noticed me at all. And that was the most terrifying part. I was about to unleash death. And the city didn't even know I was there. At 8:55, I reached for the umbrella. The sharpened tip pressed against the pouch. 8:00:58. A breath caught in my throat. 8:01. I punctured. There was no flash. No bang. No scream. Just silence. Then gas. Invisible. Immediate. And chaos bloomed like a sickness. The man to my left began coughing violently. The woman behind him clutched her throat. Children whimpered. The old man near the door collapsed. It was soundless but deafening. Someone vomited. Someone screamed. Someone tried to pry open the doors before the next station. And I stood up, just like they trained me to. Expressionless. Efficient. I walked out at Kasumigaseki, calm as the dead. The moment I stepped into daylight, I expected something to change. A crack in the sky. A tremor in the earth. Something to mark what we had done. But the sun kept shining. The traffic lights blinked as always. Tokyo kept breathing, even as dozens of lungs were filling with ghosts. I arrived back at the compound and was led to the lower hall. Noriko met me there, eyes wide with feverish pride. "It's begun," she whispered. "The great dissolution. You were flawless." She placed something in my hands. A photo of Daisuke. His eyes were swollen shut, his wrists bruised, but he was breathing. "He lives because of your faith," she said. And I nodded, because if I didn't believe that, I'd fall apart completely. That night, the compound was filled with chanting. Celebration. People danced barefoot through the halls, smearing ash on their faces, claiming victory over the illusion of modern life. But I couldn't hear the music. All I could hear were the sounds in that subway car. Gasps. Collapse. Prayers spoken too late. The air had turned to ghosts. And I was the one who summoned them. Later, I returned to my room. I locked the door. And I wept until my throat gave out. I held the rosary. I whispered the names of every station I'd passed that morning. And I begged the universe to forget I existed. Because even monsters pray for mercy once they realize what they've become.